This is side 10 of Macular Degeneration by Lilas Mock and Marja Mock. George Nevers is your reader for this section, and we'll continue. We're on part 4, Appendixes and Index. Appendix A, Macular Degeneration Organizations, Finding Visual Rehabilitation Programs in Your Area, Online Communities, and Memoirs by People with Vision Loss. First, Macular Degeneration Organizations. The Association for Macular Diseases, under the leadership of Nikolai Stevenson, who has age-related macular degeneration, the association offers a large print quarterly newsletter with research updates and articles and other services, including free seminars throughout the United States, thousands of members worldwide. For membership information, contact 212-605-3719 or association@retinalresearch.org or www.macula.org. Macular Degeneration International, founded by Tom Persky, who has Stargardt's disease, the juvenile form of macular degeneration, MDI offers a large print biannual news journal with research updates, information on participating in clinical trials, and a toll-free helpline. Holds free seminars throughout the United States, thousands of members worldwide. For membership information, contact 800-393-7634 or info@maculardegeneration.org or www.maculardegeneration.org. And finally, Macular Degeneration Partnership. Los Angeles-based coalition of patients, professionals in low vision, and physicians who work to educate doctors and the public about macular degeneration and low vision rehabilitation, provides a monthly online newsletter and an email subscription service, AMD Update. We'll answer additional questions by email through the website or call toll-free to leave a message and hear recorded information, 888-430-9898 or www.amd.org. Next, finding all of your visual rehabilitation options. There are 6 ways to find visual rehabilitation programs in your area. Canadians see Appendix F. 1. Ask your doctor for a referral, although he or she may not know about local programs. 2. Visit Directory of Services at the American Foundation for the Blind, the AFB, website. 3. Contact the VA if you are a veteran. 4. Call your state commission for the blind. 5. Contact the macular degeneration organizations listed earlier. And 6. Post a query about visual rehabilitation through MD Support, see online communities. And note, you may be eligible for several programs, some of which are free of charge. None of these sources will know about all of the programs available to you, so you need to contact each of them to really know all of your options for visual rehabilitation. Finding visual rehabilitation programs in your area. American Foundation for the Blind, AFB, provides an excellent online directory of services that lists all of the visual rehabilitation programs nationwide. You can search by state for listings in your area. The directory does not distinguish between programs that vary greatly in scope and quality. See Chapter 9 for a guide to choosing visual rehabilitation programs. So you should check out all of the programs in your area. You can also call the AFB directly and ask for the listings. And here are the numbers. 800-232-5463 nationwide. The Chicago office, 312-245-9961. San Francisco, 415-392-4845. Dallas, 214-352-7222. And Atlanta, 404-525-2303. Or AFBINFO@afb.net or www.afb.org. The United States Department of Veterans Affairs. VA programs often provide excellent training, although sometimes they are geared to younger adults. Call the health care benefits phone line below. They will refer you to the nearest VA facility for eligibility assessment and referral. For general VA benefits, 800-827-1000. For VA low vision benefits, 877-222-8387 or www.va.gov/blindrehab. And finally, your State Commission for the Blind. State commissions often have excellent free or low-cost visual rehabilitation programs, although they may be geared primarily toward younger adults. South Dakota and Utah have particularly good services. Visit your state government's homepage or call your local state representative or senator and ask for the phone number for your state commission. Next, online communities. Brian's Eye Story, EYE. By Brian Harron, H-A-R-R-O-N. That's at www.brianseye.com. Judy's Jolts of Hope by Judy Prevost at www.total.net/-judyp/. Linda's Macular Degeneration Hope page by Linda Olson at www.geocities.com/linda1958.geo. MD Support, a vibrant online community founded by Dan Roberts, who has low vision from a macular condition. Join MD List, an email group with more than 450 members around the world, or post a question to the MD Support Internet message board. MD Support also offers a web library of articles, links, research updates, and two new informational videos, Macular Degeneration, The Inside Story, and The Task, T-A-S-K, of Living with Central Vision Loss. Go to director@mdsupport.org or www.mdsupport.org. Next, memoirs by people with vision loss. Free audio-taped copies of these memoirs may be available through the National Library Service, the NLS, or Canadian National Institute for the Blind, the CNIB, Library Books on Tape programs. See Appendix B and Appendix F, respectively. Ask your bookstore about regular and large print editions. By younger adults, here's a list. Hull, John, Touching the Rock, New York, Pantheon, 1990. Kleege, K-L-E-E-G-E, Georgina, Sight Unseen, New Haven, Yale University Press, 1999. Q-Assisto, KUUSISTO, Stephen, Planet of the Blind, New York, Dial, 1998. Pei, P-E-Y, Tom, Bang Your Dead, New York, John Wiley and Sons, 2001. Here's a list by older adults. Grunwald, G-R-U-N-W-A-L-D, Henry, Twilight, Losing Sight, Gaining Insight, New York, Knopf, 1999. Neer, N-E-E-R, Francis Leaf, Dancing in the Dark, Berkeley, California, Creative Arts, 1994. Neer, Francis Leaf, editor, Perceiving the Elephant, Berkeley, California, Creative Arts, 1998. C, S-E-E, Carolyn, Going Blind and Fighting in Every Possible Way, in the magazine Modern Maturity, September to October, 1997, pages 47 to 49. Silverman, Bert, Bert's Eye View, Coping with Macular Degeneration, a guidebook with autobiographical vignettes, Portland, Maine, Viewpoint Press, 1997. And finally, Wasson, W-A-S-O-N, Betty, Macular Degeneration, Living Positively with Vision Loss, a guidebook with biographical vignettes, Alameda, California, Hunter House, 1998. Next is Appendix B, Reading, Watching, and Listening. Watching TV and Video. Descriptive Video Service, the DVS, at WGBH Boston, Mass., a free nationwide service that provides a clear descriptive narration to accompany movies and PBS shows on television so that you can easily follow and enjoy the programs. All you need is a stereo TV with a second audio program feature, SAP, a VCR with SAP, or an SAP receiver that can be used with or without a TV. Most TVs and VCRs built since 1998 come with this feature. To hear the narration, simply consult your user's manual to activate the SAP feature. Contact WGBH for a schedule of narrated programs or to purchase videos with DVS for about $15 each. DVS videos are also available at many public libraries. Call 800-333-1203 for automated information or 617-300-3490. Next, broadcast newsstands. InTouch Networks, a subsidiary of the Jewish Guild for the Blind, InTouch broadcasts 8 hours of articles read from major magazines and newspapers daily. Broadcast recycles 3 times for 24-hour listening. Service nationwide in the United States to people of any faith who have visual or physical impairments that impede reading. Doctor's letter required. One-time membership fee of $125 covers radio with special receiving microchip and lifetime service. Free membership for Medicaid recipients. Call 212-769-6270 in New York City or 800-456-3166 nationwide and intouchinfo@jgb.org or www.intouchnetworks.org. And National Public Radio. Your local public radio station offers a wide range of very high-quality national and international news and feature programs that closely parallel the coverage in the New York Times and other papers. Also features many shows on science, money, music, current events, entertainment, and more. Tune in on your radio dial between FM 87 and FM 92 or Visit their website and click on Find a Station for one in your area, www.npr.org. And finally, Radio Reading Service, free broadcast reading of local and major newspapers and national magazines. Programming varies by community, not available everywhere. Call your local public radio station or university radio station for information about your area. Next, learning Braille. The Hadley School for the Blind, a well-respected correspondence school based in Winnetka, Illinois, that offers free self-paced Braille classes for people with vision loss and their family and friends worldwide. Hadley is currently developing a special course for seniors using jumbo-sized Braille. Call or email to request a large print catalog or download one from their website. Telephone 800-323-4238, info@hadley-school.org, or www.hadley-school.org. Next, large print books, periodicals, and music. Large print is usually a 16-point font. You will probably be able to read large print if you have good contrast sensitivity and 20/100 vision or better. If large print is too hard to see, see the wonderful selection of free books, magazines, and newspapers on audio tape listed in Free Audio Taped Books and Periodicals. Here are the large print books, periodicals, and music. Amazon.com. Choose from more than 7,000 titles in large print, all genres. Type in keywords large print books in Amazon.com's site search window. Prices vary. www.amazon.com. Doubleday Large Print Book Club. Mail order book club for large print books. Choose from a wide selection of bestsellers by authors such as John Grisham and Danielle Steele, mysteries, romances, and literature. Telephone 800-688-4442, www.doubledaylargeprint.com. The National Association for the Visually Handicapped, NAVH. Free by-mail lending library of 7,000 titles in large print. Ships books nationwide in the United States only. Also offers quarterly newsletter with membership. Retail store for low vision products at 22 West 21st Street, 6th floor in Manhattan. Telephone 212-889-3141. Staff at NAVH.org or www.navh.org. National Library Service, NLS, Music Service. Free National Lending Library for large print and Braille scores for voice, piano, and other instruments. Also provides music magazines, opera librettos, biographies of popular and classical musicians, and general music histories. Service to all 50 states and Americans living in Canada. Telephone 800-424-8567, or in Washington, D.C., 202-707-0712. NLSM@loc.gov or www.loc.gov/NLS. The New York Times Large Type Weekly. The best articles from each week's Times, including national news, health, business, the arts, sports, and the crossword puzzle. Telephone 800-631-2580 or www.nytimes.com/nytstore/publications. Reader's Digest Large Edition. Reader's Digest's large print edition comes on easy-to-read, non-glare paper. A one-year subscription costs roughly $20. Reader's Digest can also transfer your current regular subscription to the large edition. Telephone 800-807-2780 or www.rd.com/store. Thorndike Press offers a large selection of large print books, all genres. Prices vary. Call for a large print catalog. Telephone 800-877-4253 or www.gale.com/Thorndike. Next, free audio taped books and periodicals. American Printing House for the Blind, APH. Free audio taped subscription to Reader's Digest and Newsweek for American citizens living in the 50 states or Canada. Canadians may purchase subscriptions for roughly the cost of a regular print subscription. Requires a four-track tape player. Your NLS or CNIB player will work. Also offers large print, computer file, and braille publications. Telephone 800-223-1839, info@aph.org. or www.aph.org. Choice Magazine Listening offers free bi-monthly four-track cassette tapes with 8 hours of unabridged magazine articles, fiction, and poetry read by professional actors. The tapes are yours to keep, no return necessary. Play them on a free NLS player or purchase your own four-track tape player from a low-vision catalog. Subscriptions and shipping within the 50 states only or to American citizens living in Canada. Telephone in New York, 516-883-8280 or nationally, 888-724-6423. ChoiceMag@AOL.com or www.choicemagazinelistening.org. Jewish Guild for the Blind, JGB. Free by-mail auto-tape lending library featuring more than 1,600 unabridged works of popular fiction, romance, and nonfiction. New titles announced regularly. Return postage free as material for the blind. Ships worldwide to people of any faith with vision loss. Telephone 212-769-6331, audiolibrary@jgb.org or www.jgb.org. National Library Service, NLS, Library of Congress Talking Book Program. The Library of Congress has a fantastic lending program of thousands of books on tape by mail. Return postage is free. The tapes can only be played on a four-track tape player, which the library also provides on indefinite loan. Amplified headphones available for the hard of hearing. Go to the NLS website or call their 800 number for more information. Applications available at your county library. Doctor's signature required. Available nationwide and to American citizens living in Canada. Telephone in Washington, 202-707-5100 or nationwide in the U.S., 800-424-8567. National Library Service NLS Magazine Program. Borrow your favorite magazine on tape. Includes the Atlantic Monthly, Discover, Good Housekeeping, National Geographic, the New York Times Book Review, Reader's Digest, also in Spanish, Sports Illustrated, U.S. News and World Report, and many others. See above for application information. Telephone nationwide 800-424-8567 or www.loc.gov/NLS. Here's a note. Purchasing an NLS or CNIB compatible 4-track tape player. This is not necessary since you can borrow one from the NLS for Americans or CNIB for Canadians for free. But these machines are bulky and meant only for use at home. If you travel, would like to carry one around town, or own a player, you can choose from a variety of smaller models from the LS&S catalog or another low vision catalog, see Appendix C. And finally, for free borrowing service, Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic, the RFBD. Free or low-cost audio-taped textbooks and educational materials for any class you would like to take. Makes going back to school possible. Ships worldwide. Telephone 800-221-4792 or www.rfbd.org. Next, audio-taped and large-print religious works. American Bible Society Retail Bookstore offers the King James Version, Good News, and Reina Valera Spanish Bibles in large print and audio tape through their online store. Prices vary. Retail bookstore at 1865 Broadway in Manhattan. Telephone 800-322-4253, www.americanbible.org, or www.bibles.com is the online store. Aurora Ministries, non-denominational. Through its audio scripture ministry, Aurora Ministries gives a free Bible on cassette tape in any of 64 different languages to anyone with vision loss or physical impairments that impede reading. Choose between the New King James Version, the NKJV, and traditional King James Version, the KJV. Ships worldwide, no return necessary. Telephone 941-748-3031. Tapes at auroraministries.org or www.gospelcom.net/aurora. Christian Book Retail Bookstore offers fiction, music, videos, Christian living publications, and thousands of Bibles, including large print, giant print, and super giant print versions. Prices vary. Telephone 508-977-5000, orders@christianbook.com or www.christianbook.com. Christian Record Services, non-denominational, provides free Christian magazine subscriptions in large print and audio tape. Free by-mail lending library features 1,700 audio-taped and braille books, return postage free as material for the blind. Also sells gift and study Bibles. Prices vary. Subscriptions and shipping worldwide. Telephone 402-488-0981. info@christianrecord.org. or www.christianrecord.org. Darussalam Publications Retail Publisher offers the Quran on audio tape and CD-ROM in Arabic. Some versions have English translations. Also offers a wide variety of other popular and religious works in various languages and formats. Prices vary. Retail bookstore at 1111 Conrad Sauer, S-A-U-E-R, Drive in Houston. telephone 713-722-0419, sales at Dar es Salaam, that's spelled DAR-US-SALAM.com, or www.darussalam.com. The Jewish Braille Institute of America, unaffiliated. Free by-mail lending library of more than 10,000 audio-taped, large print, and Braille popular works with Jewish themes or authors and religious books in Hebrew and English. Also offers gift-quality large print religious works. Ships worldwide to people of any faith with visual or physical impairments that impede reading. Telephone in New York, 212-889-2525, or nationwide, 800-433-1531. admin@jbilibrary.org or www.jbilibrary.org. Lutheran Library for the Blind, Missouri Synod. Free by-mail lending library featuring 4,000 large print, audio-taped, and Braille books and publications, including the Lutheran Catechism, hymnals, and Lutheran magazines. Service to continental United States and Canada, return postage free as material for the blind. Telephone 800-433-3954, blind.mission@lcms.org, or www.blindmission.org. And finally, the Xavier Society for the Blind, Roman Catholic. Free by-mail lending library of Roman Catholic spiritual and inspirational books and magazines, including the Catholic Review. Over 1,000 publications to choose from. Ships throughout North America. Return postage free as material for the blind. Telephone in New York, 212-473-7800, or nationwide, 800-637-9193. Going on to the next appendix, Appendix C, the best low-vision product catalogs and CCTVs, computers, and software. First, the best low-vision product catalogs. Independent Living Aids, ILA. Beautiful color pictures, clear explanations in bold print, and a very good selection. Call for a free catalog, 800-537-2118, can-do@independentliving.com or www.independentliving.com. LS&S Group. Excellent selection with good customer service. Catalog recently redesigned with bold print for easier reading. Co-owned by John Bass, who has macular degeneration. Includes Bass's Father's Favorite column of recommended products. Call for a free catalog. 800-468-4789. info@lssonline.net or www.lssgroup.com. Maxi Aids, M-A-X-I. Warehouse-style catalog with tiny pictures and dense print, but a very wide selection. Call for a free catalog, 800-522-6294, sales@maxiaids.com or www.maxiaids.com. The National Association of the Visually Handicapped, NAVH. Smaller selection with good descriptions in large print. Call for a free catalog. From Western and Mountain States, 415-221-3201. From all other states and Canada, 212-889-3141, staff@navh.org, or www.navh.org. NOIR sunglasses. Choose amber-colored lenses or call NOIR for information on which lenses will best block blue light and reduce glare. Lenses clip onto or fit over your regular glasses. 800-521-9746 or www.noir-medical.com. Battery-powered scooters. Amigo Mobility International. Telephone 800-692-6446. info@myamigo.com or www.myamigo.com. Electric Mobility. Telephone 800-662-4548 or in Canada, 800-665-0065, or for U.S. veterans, 800-878-3855. in_home@electricmobility.com or veterans@electricmobility.com for U.S. veterans, or www.rascalscooters.com. Lark of America. Telephone 800-558-7786. A. Tyler, A-T-Y-L-E-R, at larkofamerica.com or www.larkofamerica.com. And finally, Palmer Industries. Telephone 607-754-2957 or 800-847-1304, palmer@palmerind.com or www.palmerind.com. Next, CCTVs. Enhanced Vision Systems developed the first voice-activated CCTV, also specializes in portable models and low-vision products. Call for a risk-free, no-pressure demonstration from a representative near you. 800-440-9476, sales@enhancedvision.com or www.enhancedvision.com. Innoventions, Inc. Well-recognized for the Primer, a lightweight, inexpensive handheld camera that works with your computer or TV. Also sells the MagniCam and Triad. We'll refer you to a local low-vision center or eye doctor for a demonstration. Guarantees a free 10-day trial period after purchase. Telephone 800-854-6554. MagniCam@MagniCam.com or www.MagniCam.com. Magnesite, Inc. Owned and operated by people with low vision, well recognized for the Explorer, which offers many good features, and for PC-compatible video magnifiers. Call for a risk-free, no-pressure demonstration from a representative near you. 800-753-4767. sales@magnesite.com or www.magnesite.com. Optelec. O-P-T-E-L-E-C. Optelec's products include the ClearView line, the Voyager Braille display, and a wide range of handheld magnifiers. Telephone 800-828-1056, info@optelec.com or www.optelec.com. And finally, Telesensory, Inc., well-recognized for their Aladdin line, also offers portable battery-operated units and the less expensive Atlas camera unit, which plugs into your monitor or TV. Call for a risk-free demonstration from a local representative. 800-804-8004. info@telesensory.com or www.telesensory.com. Next, computers and software. AI Squared, makers of Zoom Text, 802-362-3612, sales@aisquared.com or www.aisquared.com. Beyond Sight, founded by Jim Meisner, a blind businessman from Denver, provides advice and retails computer adaptive equipment, including high-tech computers, speech synthesizers, and coordinated and custom systems. Small selection of other low-vision products. Telephone 303-795-6455 or www.beyondsight.com. IBM, maker of Via Voice for Windows and Macintosh, 888-SHOP-IBM, product code YEC98, or www.4.ibm.com/software/speech or www.ibm.com and search for the term Via Voice, V-I-A Voice. Freedom Scientific includes Henter Joyce, Arkenstone, and Blazy Engineering, makers of Magic, JAWS for Windows, Arkenstone OpenBook, and Braille Note Takers Blind Low Vision Division. Telephone 800-444-4443 or www.freedomscientific.com or www.blazie.com. Innovative Rehabilitation Technologies, Inc., IRTI. IRTI specializes in retailing high-tech systems for people with vision loss, four-track cassette players, Arkenstone products, talking computers and software, screen reading software, and CCTVs. Telephone 800-322-4784, info@irti.net, or www.irti.net. Kurzweil Educational Systems, Inc., makers of Kurzweil Scanners. Telephone 800-894-5374, info@kurzweiledu.com or www.kurzweiledu.com. That's spelled KURZWEILEDU.com. GW Micro, Inc., makers of Window Eyes. 260-489-3671, webmaster@gwmicro.com or www.gwmicro.com. Pulse Data Humanware, makers of Braille hardware and software, also retails other software products. Telephone 800-722-3393 or www.humanware.com. And finally, ScanSoft includes Learnout and Hospi and Dragon Systems, makers of Voice Express, Dragon Naturally Speaking. Telephone 800-654-1187 or 800-380-1234 or www.scansoft.com. That's the end of Appendix C. We go on to Appendix D, which is driving, civil rights, tax benefits, and donations and bequests. First, driving. If you have low vision and would like to continue driving, read Chapter 13 in this book, contact your state's DMV for their vision requirements, and consult with your optometrist or ophthalmologist. If you decide to try driving with a restricted license or using bioptic lenses, if they are permissible in your state, you may want to contact a driver rehabilitation specialist in your area for training on their use and for DMV driver's test coaching. To find a specialist, contact the Association for Driver Rehabilitation Specialists at 608-884-8833 or visit their website directory at www.driver-ed.org. You may also want to read a copy of Eli and Doron Pelley's book, Driving with Confidence, A Practical Guide to Driving with Low Vision, River Edge, New Jersey, World Scientific Publishing, 2002, which provides tables of state vision requirements and driving regulations. For general driving over 55, the American Association of Retired Persons, AARP, offers a driver improvement course especially designed for seniors, the 55 Alive program. See their website at www.aarp.org/55alive or call 888-227-7669 for a class in your area. Above all, if you are not eligible to drive, do not despair. Read all of Chapter 13 and Part 2 of this book for more information and alternatives. Civil Rights, Your ADA. The Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA, is a federal civil rights law passed in 1990. It protects people with low vision from discrimination by restaurants, stores, banks, public transportation, government offices, and employers. This means, for example, that you cannot be denied equal service in a restaurant just because their menu print is too small to see. While most people with macular degeneration do not encounter outright discrimination, if you feel you have been unfairly treated, you may want to remind the offender that you are protected by the ADA and find out whether it applies to your situation. For complete information on your rights, see the Department of Justice website at www.usdoj.gov/CRT/ADA or call the Disability and Business Technical Assistance Center at 800-949-4232. For complete information on your rights when traveling by air, including the rules for wheelchairs and walkers, visit the U.S. Department of Transportation Aviation Consumer Protection Division website at www.dot.gov/airconsumer/pubs, or write for a brochure from the Consumer Information Center, P.O. Box 100, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009. Your federal tax benefits. If you have less than 20/200 vision in your better eye, you are legally blind, according to the U.S. government, and you qualify for a special federal tax deduction that may be worth at least $1,000 and possibly more, depending on your age and marital status. Check with your tax advisor or the IRS for specific information on this year's tax benefits for the blind. Donations and bequests, how to make sure your money helps. One of the best ways to make a difference is to donate to research or public service organizations. Unfortunately, there are an increasing number of well-marketed but marginally legitimate nonprofits that aggressively solicit money for research into cures for macular degeneration and blindness or for community support. Most of this money goes to administrative expenses and shadow employees whose chief aim is to pocket your donations. They give relatively little to the research and services they claim to support. Here are a few tips for foiling the hucksters. Avoid contributing to groups that send you requests for money in the mail, especially if they use common scare tactics or promise cures for macular degeneration or blindness. Never donate any money based solely on a website, no matter how polished it seems. Call or email for an annual report before you commit. Never donate a significant amount of money to any organization without reviewing their annual report and asking your attorney, your doctor, and the macular degeneration organizations listed in Appendix A about their reputation. Nonprofits should never spend more than 50% of their funds on administration or other expenses. Avoid giving to organizations that do not meet this standard. Consider giving to a research program at a major university or an established medical facility or nonprofit visual rehabilitation program in your area, especially if you have enjoyed their services. Alternatively, choose a nationally respected organization such as the Foundation Fighting Blindness for research and the American Foundation for the Blind for services and publications. Consider giving to one of the macular degeneration organizations listed in Appendix A, especially if you are a member or have enjoyed their support. The authors receive no compensation for donations to organizations mentioned in this book. That is the end of Appendix D. We'll go to the final Appendix E, which is titled Research Updates and Nutrition Studies. Research Updates. For current medical research and clinical trial information, contact the following organizations. 1. Call Macular Degeneration Partnership, NMDP, toll-free at 888-430-9898. Press 1 on the main menu for recorded monthly research updates, or visit their website at www.amd.org. 2. Join one or more of the National Macular Degeneration Organizations and receive quarterly newsletters with research updates. See Appendix A for contact information. 3. Visit the National Eye Institute, NEI, website at www.nei.nih.gov. The NEI is a division of the National Institutes of Health that funds major medical research in the United States. 4. Visit the Foundation Fighting Blindness, FFB, website at www.blindness.org. Updates are also available by regular mail or email. The FFB is a nonprofit organization that funds major medical research in the United States. And finally, nutrition studies. The Age-Related Eye Disease Study Group, a randomized, placebo-controlled clinical trial of high-dose supplementation with vitamin C and E, beta-carotene and zinc for age-related macular degeneration and vision loss in the Archives of Ophthalmology 119, October 2001, pages 1417 to 36. Next, Heuberger, H-E-U-B-E-R-G-E-R, Rochelle, A, Ph.D., Julia A. Maris Perlman, Ph.D., Ronald Klein, M.D., Barbara E. K. Klein, M.D., Amy E. Millen, B.S., and Mari Palta, Ph.D. The title, Relationship of Dietary Fat to Age-Related Maculopathy in the Third National Health and Nutrition Examination Study, in the Archives of Ophthalmology 119, December 2001, pages 1833 to 38. Next, Seddon, S-E-D-D-O-N, Johanna M., M.D., Bernard Rosner, Ph.D., Robert D. Sperduto, M.D., Lawrence Yannuzzi, M.D., Julia Holler, M.D., Norman Blair, M.D., and Walter Willett, M.D. The title is Dietary Fat and Risk for Advanced Age-Related Macular Degeneration. In the Archives of Ophthalmology 119, August 2001, pages 1191 to 99. And finally, Seddon, S-E-D-D-O-N, Johanna M., M.D., and the Eye Disease Case Control Study Group. The title, Dietary Carotenoids, Vitamins A, C, and E, and Advanced Age-Related Macular Degeneration, in the Journal of the AMA, 272, number 8, November 9th, 1994, pages 1413 to 20. That's the end of the appendixes, except for the final appendix F, which is for Canadian citizens, which we will skip, and the index, which we will also not read. So this is the end of Macular Degeneration, the Complete Guide to Saving and Maximizing Your Sight by Lilas Mock and Marja Mock. Copyright 1999 and 2003 by Lilas G. Mock, M.D. and Marja Mock, Ph.D. Published in the United States by Ballantine Books, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, New York, and simultaneously in Canada by Random House of Canada Limited in Toronto. This is a revised edition of a work originally published by the Random House Publishing Group in 1999. This has been read in the studios of Sight into Sound, Houston, Texas.